The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Ross is here for Am I Wrong. Hi, Ross. How are you?
Hey, Ross.
Hey. How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, we're really good. What's your damage, though? What's your deal?
You're not going to believe this, all right?
We may, actually.
Well, I don't know. I still don't even believe it. Oh. My girlfriend likes the Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad. Okay, see, I told you we're not gonna believe it.
Your girlfriend, what's your girlfriend's name, by the way?
Michelle.
Okay, she likes the Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad.
Yeah, I can't figure out why Michelle likes this ad. You know, it's serious stuff.
So you feel that the ad is socially inappropriate. She feels the ad is what, like?
She likes it.
She's just funny.
Yeah, she thinks it's cool, and I think she said like, "Oh, look at her, she's so sexy," or whatever. And like,
oh, okay, all right. Let's call Michelle and see why she likes the Pepsi ad. Hang on one second.
Hello.
Is this Michelle?
It is.
Michelle, good morning. Hi. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Your voice got
really
high.
We're not kidding you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, right? Cool, right? Listen, we have your boyfriend on the phone, too, Ross, and we wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Michelle.
Michelle, Ross told us about how you really like that Pepsi ad with Kendall Jenner.
The protester one?
Yeah,
can't keep
definitely.
It a secret, baby.
Ross doesn't exactly love the ad, so he just feels kind of confused as to why you like it so much.
Really, nobody likes the ad, and Pepsi actually pulled it because of the outrage.
Exactly.
That's what I told her.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, first of all, let's talk Kendall Jenner. She's amazing. It's like, is there nothing that this lady can do? She's so adorable. She's so cute. And it just was like so much fun. I mean.
You thought it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like, okay. It looks like one of those things that you'd see on the news, like if when they're doing the.
Protests?
Well, yeah, when they're doing the protests, but kind of in the happy, feel good, come together part of the news, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I don't really think.
I got it. Yeah, the happy, like, feel good part
of
the news.
Like the puppy stories.
Right, like where the puppy was found and reunited with its family. Kendall Jenner gives police officer a Pepsi.
It was adorable. I mean,
yeah,
dancing, they're having fun.
Yeah,
what's not to like about that?
Okay, and Ross, you've tried to explain to her why maybe people won't like it.
Yeah, well, I tried to explain to her how it's like big money in mass media, and then you got people in the street that are protesting, like, you know, they have nothing to do with soda. They have nothing to do with big money and mass media, like whatever. They're just trying to have their voice heard for whatever their cause is, and have nothing to do with soda.
How the hell did you two meet?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
It was pub trivia.
It was what?
Pub trivia.
Oh, okay, good. All right. It was a rhetorical question, but that's okay. Hang on one second, you two. We have some people on the line. Maybe we'll see if the majority of the people, Ross, are with you and can maybe explain it better. Or maybe everyone's like Michelle and really liked the ad and thought Kendall Jenner was adorable. 340-9595. Phil, good morning. What'd you think?
I liked it. I think people are overreacting. They're picking on her because she's a Kardashian. And when I looked at the commercial, I saw a variety of different races of people, and they were all coming together. The only thing I didn't see was an American, a Native American with a headdress, which I would have liked in that.
You would have liked an American? Well, that's kind of a Coca-Cola thing, too, because they had the whole Native American.
Thing, yeah. Well, I just think that it's a commercial. People stop stressing over the small stuff. We got major things going on. She's a young lady who makes a lot of money. Don't hate. It's a commercial. Don't like it, change it. That's all.
Okay.
I don't think it's about the different races. I think it's more about making light of a situation.
I think it was handing the cop the Pepsi.
It was handing the cop
stuff.
The Pepsi, which is what pissed people off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's commercial.
All right. Hey,
no,
thanks.
You can change it.
Yes, change it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Although, I'll be honest with you, I only saw it on the internet. So.
Yeah, same here.
I actually, it's a great commercial because I actually sought it out to watch it.
I know. It's true.
Whereas most of the times you see a commercial, you're like, skip ad, X, X. But this
but
one
it's
is
only
like,
because it was getting so much heat. That's
no
the only reason why.
No, I'm going to do that with Smoothie King. I'm going to hand a cop a Smoothie King smoothie. See what happens. Sarah from Mandarin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What'd you think of the commercial?
I think it's ridiculous when a company tries to use the political climate to gain more money off of people.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with this guy.
So you think that she needs to like realize that this was totally inappropriate?
Yeah, it's inappropriate, and it sounds like she might just really like the Kardashian-Jenner clan.
Yeah, it does sound like she's a big fan of Kendall.
She really is. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Amy from Mandarin, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great, Amy. What'd you want to say?
I want to say that I don't really agree with her reasoning, but I did kind of like the ad. It's not because it's so cute and she's so pretty and things
right.
like that, but it's because I feel like they took something that's not going well right now in our nation and the protesting and the violence, and my husband's a cop, so I feel like they took that concept and said, hey, we can protest. We can make it fun. We can make it happy. We can make it peaceful. Here, cops, have a Pepsi. This is peaceful. And I liked it for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been taken down. But
all right. You know what's going to happen at the next protest is protesters are going to go out and they're going to give the police Pepsis, but they're going to like hurl them at them from 50 yards away.
That's what I was going to say. They're going to have like these Pepsi can launchers.
Yeah,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Glass bottles of Pepsi with gasoline in them, and they're going to like ignite on impact.
Something like that.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Miranda from the Beaches, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. What did you think of the Kendall Jenner ad for Pepsi?
I thought that they had genuinely good intentions
for
the ad, but I think that it kind of became a PR nightmare, and I think they did the right thing by taking it down.
Yeah.
But honestly, like when you watch it, like everybody's happy, you know, everybody's like uppity, but I really think they had good intentions for it, but they didn't realize how controversial it was until they got like.
You know what they say about the road to hell, right?
No, what'd they say?
It's paved with good intentions.
Good intentions. Yeah. Actually, I lied. I know that.
Oh, so you did lie. So you're a liar.
I'm a liar.
Hey, Miranda. Listen, we appreciate. So am I. We appreciate you calling. Thanks so much for your opinion.
Nope.
Well, look, Ross, a lot of people are saying you may be taking this way too seriously, just like everybody on Twitter did. Like, you know, calm down, bruh, basically.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe a little.
Like if your girlfriend likes
the
ad.
One.
What?
I'm not the only one that likes it. I mean, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But, I mean, Michelle, you got to understand the perspective of these people. Like, imagine that over the last, like, 3 or 4 months of your life, you actually went out to City Hall or down Main Street and you're marching with your friends and your family. And then all of a sudden you see this ad for Pepsi.
Yeah.
And it's
you're
sort of like mocking your cause.
Yeah, you know who the really big winner is in this whole scenario I figured out? It's Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Maybe they paid for the ad.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second, you guys. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.